Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Verses 1 through 9, Joshua chapter 1, then looking in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful and the powerful gift of your word, which is the sword of the Spirit. Thank you for your word, which is the most powerful weapon in all the universe. And you saved us, you made us brand new, and you're teaching us to walk with you, and you're teaching our hands to war. You're teaching us to be spiritual warriors on the battlefields of life. More and more, help us to be wise enough to be well-equipped warriors that go onto the battlefield, fully equipped every day by your Spirit, your power, and your word. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we're thankful for this group of listeners that you've got gathered together to listen to what you have to say to them today. Father, so many needs in this fallen world, whether it's health needs or relationship needs or that most important need, a need of a Savior. Father, we're so thankful for your Son, Jesus, who meets that need. We pray for the listeners, those that don't know you as their Savior. Father, we pray for those who are facing illness and just difficulties, whether it's financial difficulties or relationships. We bring them to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. I want to remind you, AFA at Home with Walker Wildman is coming up Thursday, April 29th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Central. And we're inviting you to join us for a virtual town hall meeting featuring a conversation that deals with the topic of spiritual warfare. Again, the date, Thursday, April 29th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Central. And I have the privilege of having with me in studio today Wesley Wildman, who's the Vice President of Outreach here at the American Family Association. We're going to talk for a few minutes about AFA at Home with Walker Wildman. Wesley, good to have you with us today.
Hey, glad to be on. And what better program to discuss the topic of spiritual warfare that we're going to focus on than your program? I know that we're going to be on different programs throughout the day, myself, my brother, and a few others that participated in this video series, this virtual video series. But when I saw that I was going to have the opportunity to let your audience know about this, I knew that that would be the audience. It would probably be the first to sign up, being able to discuss spiritual warfare and obviously the prayer of intercessor, what we talk about a whole lot on there. And I know I'm jumping ahead here, but we do talk about prayer a whole lot, but that has a huge role in spiritual warfare.
Right. And, you know, Wesley, I think of this in relation to what you're just sharing there, too. The topic of spiritual warfare is not only timely, but it's critical right now, because the reality is we live in a world that's spiritual warfare from beginning to end, on every level and in every plane in life. And I think it's helpful for us to understand that as believers, we can function. I know for me, a helpful picture is to think of Europe during World War II. There were lots of civilians who hated the fact that war, they had to deal with war, but the fact is, as much as they might have said, well, I don't want to be in war, well, the fact is war came to them.
Sure.
And so we can function as civilians in warfare and be casualties and be wounded and dealt with, or we can become well-equipped spiritual warriors who know how to walk in victory.
Yeah, and what Ed Vitagliano, who is our executive vice president, he was a pastor for many, many years, 20, 30 plus years, and he currently serves as a Sunday school teacher at the church I attend. He's also in this as he discussed the theological aspect of spiritual warfare, and he mentions his first statement in the whole episode is that whether you like it or not, you're in it.
That's right.
Or whether you want to be involved in it or not, you're in it. And so you might as well do what God's called us to do and be well equipped. I know that the parts that I was able to listen to and be a part of in this, I realized how much more I needed to be praying than I was, and how much more I needed to be dependent upon God than I was. And so I know that your listeners, the listeners of AFR, will benefit from this virtual series on spiritual warfare. And it is April the 29th at 7 p.m. You go to afa.net to register. And I want to go back to your first passage of scripture that you read from Joshua. When I read that years ago, I'm always asking questions. Why does it say this? Why does it not say that? And things like that. And so I was wondering if I understand that the strength is not necessarily, physical strength is not necessarily have to do with being a good Christian or not. Why does it use that word? So I started looking at the word strong. And what I discovered there in the original language, it means to have a firm grip, which also means to have, which also gives the illustration of a firm grip on God's word. And that's what
the sword
of the Spirit. And so as you've pointed out, and as you're reading that, just remember, it's not about lifting weights, although lifting weights are good for your body. You know, you need to be in good shape and take care of your body. It's a temple. But the word strong there is to have a firm grip on God's word. And I think that's what we're going to learn through this virtual town hall. We call it AFA at Home. It's only our second one ever. After the first one went so well, we said, well, let's try to do one twice a year. And so that's where we're at. This is our second one.
And let me say to all of our listeners, you can pre-register to watch this special event online, again, as was stated, for free. Again, the date is April 29th at 7 p.m. Central Time. To pre-register, visit afa.net. Again, that's afa.net. Well, Wes, I want to ask, would you take a moment specifically to pray for listeners to really grow in their understanding of why it's critical that we seek to be well-equipped warriors in the day and time in which we live? Would you pray for them in that regard?
Sure, absolutely. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for each and every one that you've brought to this listening audience at this time, Lord. I just pray for them, Lord. I pray that through this conversation and through this virtual event, Lord, that we've put together, Lord, we just pray that you would just remind us, that you would encourage us, and that we would be more sensitive, Lord, to the spiritual aspect of what's going on around us in all fronts, Lord, whether that be in politics, in our church, whether that be in our family. Lord, we just pray that you would have us just be an even more awareness, Lord, than we had before. Lord, I know that through this particular event, it reminded me, Lord, the importance of prayer, as this program discusses regularly. It reminded me the importance of dependence upon you, Lord, having a firm grip on God's word, Lord. And I just pray that that would be what is accomplished, Lord. Everything that we wanted it to be and everything, Lord, you've taught us for it to be, Lord. We just pray for this particular event, Lord. And we pray that those that are listening would be available for that night, Lord, when it's released, Lord. And I just, again, pray that you would draw many people to it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I do thank you and I praise you for every person that will get to register. Father, use it to be a tremendous equipping time for every person that tunes in. Father, anoint the prayer lives of every single listener, Lord, and both those that will participate and all of our listeners as well, and help us to grow in our understanding of the critical place you've called us to walk in when it comes to prayer. You commanded us in your word to pray without ceasing, and Lord, we don't even know how to do that without your help and the help of your Holy Spirit. But Lord, you wouldn't tell us to do something we couldn't do, but you do command us to do things we can only do in your wisdom and in the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us to learn to walk in the wisdom of and obedience to that command, as well as others, as we walk as well-equipped soldiers in your army. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Hey, there was something else I was going to add, too. As part of this virtual event that we're releasing to y'all, we're going to cover two aspects of spiritual warfare. We're going to cover the theological aspect at first, is the first segment, 28, 30 minutes. And then the last 28 or 30 minutes, we're going to cover the practical aspect of spiritual warfare. And some of the, let me just give you all the guest speakers that we've elected to be a part of this. That's Ed Vitagliano, Mickey Addison, Bert Harper, Bishop E.W. Jackson, Tony Perkins, and Jeff Shreve. Our reason I mentioned some of those names is there are a lot of those guys, or all those guys at some point on AFR. They also have ministries beyond AFR. Some of them do, beyond AFR, and they are well-equipped for to talk about this, not just from a scriptural standpoint, but also from a experiential standpoint.
Amen. And, so, and again, thank God for all the people that will be a part of it. And our hopes is that every single person that tunes in will be a much better equipped warrior than before they tuned in.
Amen.
That they'll learn things and take them and run with them.
And I did. I got to participate and be a part of the recording, and I definitely took away a lot from it. And I know our listeners will as well.
That's good.
I'm glad we're able to let them know about it on your program.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, Wesley, I think of this, too, like something on a pretty regular basis. I try to challenge believers to set a goal of reading like 3 chapters a day in their Bible.
Yes.
Now, that sounds like a nice, sweet little habit, but sure. In reality, it's a tremendous act of spiritual offense spiritually because, again, the Word of God is a weapon that the devil, when properly used, the devil cannot defeat God's Word.
It constantly keeps things in perspective.
That's right. Yeah. So staying in the Word is so important for adults, for children, for everybody. And so that's just one of many truths that can help us to really understand what it means to be a kingdom warrior then.
So. Absolutely. And we talk about that, the importance of reading Scripture and hiding Scripture in our heart, as Psalms teaches us, to fight against spiritual warfare. It's a wonderful program. Go to AFA.net if you want to find out more. There's a short sneak peek video there, too, if you want to see what they're getting into.
Okay. Again, to pre-register to watch the special event online for free, April 29th at 7 p.m. Central Time. Again, to pre-register, visit AFA.net. Again, that's AFA.net. I hope that you'll tune in and hope that you'll encourage other family and friends to tune in as well. I think you'll be blessed and enriched tremendously if you will do that. Wesley, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, I've enjoyed it. Thank you for having me on.
All right, and hope that, again, every single listener will choose to tune in and be a part of this very important event. Again, April 29th at 7 p.m. Go to visit AFA.net again. We'll be back.
Every day I face a million different ways I gotta trust, but there's only one decision
how to live, how to love, Jesus, because you are God and you're the God of my choices. Speak to me and I will run to your voice. Here I am in the noise, won't you lead me in my choices, my choices. I believe that faith is nothing if it isn't everything. Every heartbeat, every moment, whatever this day brings, this song I will sing. You are God and you're the God of my choices. Speak to me and I will run to your voice. Here I am in the noise, won't you lead me in my choices, my choices.
Of J.J. Weeks with Choices. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Just a reminder to our listeners again, the guest in the first segment again was Wesley Wildman. He was sharing about AFA at Home with Walker Wildman coming up again Thursday, April 29th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Central. Hope that you will be able to tune in again. To pre-register, go to afa.net. And keep in mind, if you happen to not be able to tune in and catch this event, online event, it will be available soon beyond the airing of the broadcast, and so you will have the opportunity at a later time to catch it if you miss it on the 29th of April. For this and the third segment as well, we're honored to have with us Pastor Jody Burkeen. He's the founder and president of the ministry Man Up God's Way. Jody, how are you today?
I'm outstanding, Pastor Joseph. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, great and honored to have you. And I would mention this, that I've known of the ministry Man Up God's Way actually for years, as I see posts and different items, messages online. But I'm honored to have you on because, again, the need for ministries like this are so, so great, maybe now more than ever before. So would you take just a couple moments to further introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about the ministry Man Up God's Way?
I sure will. Well, I'm a husband of 30 years and a father of four, and we started Man Up Ministry about 10 years ago. God gave us, actually it's 12 years ago now, God gave us a vision to reach the men what I felt were complacent, lazy, and disobedient to God's word. I didn't give my life to the Lord until 2003, but what the Lord did give to me was this passion and this hunger for the word of God. And as I read the Word of God, I realized that the church, specifically the men in the church, were not doing what God has called them to do. And so a few years later, God burst out of that desire to change men. I started discipling men and coming alongside of them. And what was crazy was I was discipling men that claimed to have gone to church for 20-plus years and really didn't know the Word of God. And so that passion led into a men's ministry. It became a massive ministry by the grace of God, and we have over 875,000 followers on Facebook. We're the largest men's ministry on social media that is out there. We've got almost 1 million when you combine all the social media aspects. And so I wrote a book in 2012 that has become an Amazon bestseller. Called Man Up, Becoming a Godly Man in an Ungodly World. And I talk about seven areas in a Christian man's life with their spiritual sissy. Now, I use the term sissy just because for me, it was one of those things that if anybody ever called me a sissy, especially prior to giving my life to the Lord in 2003, those were fighting words in my mind. Mm-hmm. And what I was looking around in the church when I gave my life to the Lord, I'm looking around and thinking, these are all the guys that I used to meet in the bar and beat up because they, what I felt were sissies. And so a spiritual sissy is something that I believe that, you know, when God looks down upon his men, those that claim to be Christian men, in essence, he's looking down and going, okay, I've given you the word. I've given you my son. I've given you the power of the Holy Spirit. So now what are you going to do with it? Either man up my way, which is man up God's way, or move aside and let the men that are ready to do that come along, come up, and you can then maybe come alongside of them. And so our goal is to get men to understand that they need to have a right relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's through the Word of God. Learning to read the Bible, pray, and repent are the three major disciplines that we teach men to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then into their marriage, because much like the church, you know, the church is Jesus's bride. Our wives, we are to serve and to love our wives as Christ loved the church. And so we need to be unified, one flesh, in that. And so the closer we get to Jesus, the closer we get to our spouses.
Well, Jody.
And then the third, go ahead.
Let me jump in real quick before you go further. Say the title of your book one more time.
It's called Man Up, Becoming a Godly Man in an Ungodly World.
Okay. And it was the subtitle had the word sissy in it. Is that right?
No. That's just kind of our catchphrase.
Our goal is to
reach those that look like spiritual sissies.
Okay. Well, you know,
other words, they haven't manned up yet.
Right. Okay. The reason I want to slow you down is like you're moving a little fast here, but you're saying a lot of good things. A lot of things that believers really need to grasp, because the reality is, for many people, they might giggle a little bit at the idea of even using the term spiritual sissies. But actually, it's actually a very apt term to really make us stop and think, because again, that's something that's a title no one would want to carry. Yet it aptly describes the way too many people carry themselves in our culture today. So before we go further, I want you to go right back to where you left. But before we do, I want you to pray for every listener, because God wants to speak mightily, not only to the men listening, but to everyone, because everyone has a part to play in praying for and encouraging men to step up to be the godly men God has called them to. So would you pray for listeners to have ears to hear whatever the Holy Spirit wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just come to you right now, Lord, and I just ask that people don't tune out just because of some of the language that is being used in this. This is all done in love, Lord, a desire for men to be different than society wants them to be, Lord, and the way that they currently are in the church, Lord. We want men that will stand up and that will love their wives like Christ loved the church, and teach their children the ways of God, and Lord, to serve their church and those around in their sphere of influence. Lord, I just pray mightily right now, Lord, that you just fall upon anyone listening, male or female. Lord, maybe the wife right now is struggling because her husband hasn't stepped up spiritually to lead their household. Lord, I pray for her. I pray that she continues to pray for her husband. Lord, we know that the effective prayer of a righteous person, Lord, is just heard all across heaven, Lord. And we just pray that right now. And Lord, I just ask that your words be spoken and your spirit be moved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jody. So can you pick up where you left off? You were sharing some of the basic building blocks of a strong Christian man.
Exactly. So let me just touch base on the spiritual sissy. In my book, I talk about, you know, that a man of God is not somebody who can chew through steel and bend iron. A man of God is somebody who's going to, you know, learn to have a relationship with God and learn to share that relationship with everybody in his sphere of influence. And so, you know, just to be a man and what the world is claiming to be a man is completely biblically wrong. And so we are to be servants at heart, but bold in our stance of the gospel. And so that's what we mean by learning the man of God's way. And so, you know, through the book, we go through seven areas in a Christian man's life where they need to grow up and be the men that God has called them to be. And so we talked about a relationship with Jesus and their marriage and their family. And so when they have those three things really well balanced, and so now they have their household in order, now they can step up into the leadership of the church. We've got too many churches right now, and that's the fourth area is church. We've got too many churches right now that male leadership that is in the church is out of balance because they do not have their household in order. And so my first ministry as a man of God is my family. and the overflow of those ministries, including my church that God has given me, including this ministry that God has given me, comes from my family. I have to begin there. Mm-hmm. And so the fifth area is work. You know, do we, you know, go from church on Sundays raising holy hands to Monday raising holy hell at work? You know, that's not the biblical life that God has called us to be. We're to be a bright and shining light. We are to be the salt of the earth. And so that also goes to our work and, you know, our character at work. And then the sixth area is accountability. Do we have accountability in our life? Meaning, do I have somebody that I've given the authority to punch me in the proverbial chest or poke me in the proverbial chest and make sure that I'm walking with God and I'm loving my family and leading my church and so forth and so on? And then the seventh area is probably the least done in the church right now, which is scary, and that's discipleship. We are called to make disciples in Matthew 28:19. And that means that we love on those who are unlovable. We teach those who are unteachable. We try to get into a place where not only are we evangelizing, which that means sharing the gospel, but we're also discipling, which that means we're teaching them what to do as you learn the Holy Word. And so that's really the core basis of our ministry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. And those are captured in your book, did you say, as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir, they sure are.
If a listener wants to get the book, share with them how they can get it.
So I have three books. They're all on Amazon. You can go to Amazon and type in Jody Burkeen or Man Up God's Way, and the books will show up. The first one, and which is the Amazon bestseller, is Man Up, Becoming a Godly Man in an Ungodly World. And then there's another book I wrote, a little bit more theologically. The first book's really about my testimony. The second book is about 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 12, where Peter talks about the characteristics of the virtues of a Christian. And so I broke those virtues down and wrote a chapter on each one. That's called Pursuit of a Godly Life, Living Like Jesus Matters. And then there's a couple of devotions and family devotions and prayer journals that I teach people how to write prayer journals. Mm-hmm. And those are all on Amazon.
Okay then. And also, if someone wants to catch your ministry online, okay, how is it titled online?
So you can go to Jody Burkeen on YouTube or Ignite Church, STL. Ignite Church STL. We're based out of St. Louis. Ignite Church STL. And you can see all of our sermons and ministry stuff that goes on in there as well. And then obviously on all the social media platforms, you can find us at Man Up God's Way, as well as on our website, manupgodsway.org.
Mm, okay. All righty. And so do you have any maybe testimonials or stories you can share that maybe illustrate how this ministry has been able to impact men and how it's been able to encourage men to be who God has called them to be?
Totally. I mean, we've got, you know, I up until COVID hit, I was speaking about 20 to 25 times a year at conferences and men's retreats and different things like that. But within my own church, my number one ministry as the lead pastor of the church is the ministry to the men. So I focus my ministry at the church to the men, because what we're doing is we're discipling these men. We're pouring into these men. We're training these men to become godly husbands and godly fathers first and foremost, before we ever let them into leadership of the church. And so what we're seeing is that our church, we have about 150 members, and we probably have a little over 60% of those are men, which is abnormal in most churches. Most churches are probably about 70-30 women. And so what we're doing is I'm focusing specifically on those men and training them and teaching them. And so we're seeing really cool stuff happen. What we're seeing is families coming together and really becoming the beacons of, we don't have deacons per se as a leadership title, but we're seeing the whole family become deacons that serve the church, and their kids are coming in and getting involved. And so there's big, big time statistics when a man gets involved in church that, you know, they're about a 90% likelihood that the rest of the family will as well. So we're seeing some great strides of that happening each week in our church.
Mm. Okay, you mentioned about many churches have close to 70-30 split, you know, but Jody, the reality is there are many churches that would love to have at least that kind of split that don't have even that as well. Sadly,
right,
in our culture, Lots, it seems that men have almost altogether abandoned the church, sadly, and women are carrying the church in many, many instances. On the other side of the break, I'm going to ask that you'll speak to that as well as pray about that issue as well. But the reality is there's such a need for the church to aggressively to go out and help the men, well, of course, get saved to begin with and come to know the Lord, and then to realize that God has called us to provide leadership for the church as well. So,
amen.
Right. So, well, and so again, once again, share your website as well as if they want to get one of the books, tell them how they can do that.
The website is manupgodsway.org, and you can check out any of our books on Amazon. You can type in Man Up God's Way or Jody Burkeen, and those should pop right up.
Okay. And so your book is, of course, obviously for men. Is it? Would it be helpful for women to get it and read it as well?
So, yeah, I mean, what I would encourage women to do is if they do read, it's a very easy read. It's only, I wrote it like I would want to read it. You know, I need, you know, sometimes in my life I need a bullet point and then tell me exactly what I'm supposed to do in that bullet point. So it's only 150 pages long. And so what I would encourage women, if they're going to read it, is maybe read it in a way that, okay, not where does my husband fall short, but where can I encourage my husband? The worst thing that a woman can do is grab this book and then give it to her husband.
Jody, I'm gonna jump in right here. We're going to pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Pastor Jody Burkeen. He's the founder and president of Man Up God's Way. We'll be right back. Toby Mack with It's You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today, that is Pastor Jody Burkeen. He's the founder and president of Man Up God's Way. And Jody, if you'll pick up right, you were talking about what a woman that's a wife that's listening, what she should and shouldn't do if she chooses to get the book.
Right. Well, what we found in our ministry over the last 10 years is that women are really wanting their men to man up God's way. Spiritually speaking, men are called to be the spiritual heads of the household. It doesn't mean that they're a dictator or anything. As a matter of fact, we've got major statistics just off of our Facebook page. Out of the 875,000 people that are following our Facebook page, 61% of them are women. And so what that's showing us is that, you know, the women are dying and desiring for their husband to be different, to step up spiritually, to love them as Christ loved the church, and to raise their children in a godly manner. They just don't know how to get their husband to stop being lazy and complacent and disobedient to God's word. So assuming that he's even a Christian, you know, the wife should really focus on, number one, prayer. She can't make him do anything. She's not going to gripe them into doing anything. She can bicker and complain and do all that kind of stuff, but that's not going to lead him to the Lord. Matter of fact, that's going to push him away probably further. And so as a wife, what I would encourage is for them to just secretly start praying and watch what God can do. And this happened in my own life. My wife was wanting me to step up in a way that I wasn't doing. And I was the assistant pastor of a church within 4 years of me giving my life to the Lord. And God was doing some major things, but I wasn't doing it at home like I was in front of people at church. And so my wife, you know, for the first time in 20-something years, wanted a divorce. After all the time of drinking and drugs, and not coming in early and all of that kind of stuff, never once did she talk about divorce until I was the hypocrite leading our family. And so I had to pull back out of ministry to make sure that I was doing what God had called me to do. And that's really where a man of God's way developed. So I would encourage women, you know, to pray. Just keep praying and praying and praying and not griping and you know, agitating him to the point where he doesn't even hear you anymore. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see God do some major things. And then I would encourage the women, if they want their husbands to see this book, maybe ask their pastor or an elder or a godly person at church, godly man at church, to maybe buy this book and give it to their husband. Mm-hmm. That will change them more than anything than it would coming from her.
Okay. Well, Jody, it's a pretty
punch in the gut book. I held no punches in my first book about, you know, the complacency of men.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to ask if you'll take a moment now to pray for women that may be listening in many different places, but who may need to really take to heart what you've just shared. Would you pray for them in that regard?
Heavenly Father, Lord, I understand the struggle that women are going through to just want and desire their men to step up in a godly fashion. Lord, I just pray for patience. Lord, I know that is not a virtue that any of us have, but I ask right now that you just pray for that, Lord. Give them patience. Let the Holy Spirit just well up in them and let that fruit just abound in their lives. Lord, give them prayer. Lord, encourage them to keep praying and not stop praying, Lord. We know that prayer will work even when it's not heard, Lord, and we just pray right now that the women are bold enough to continue to pray and pray for their husbands to lead them, to love them like Christ loved the church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Jody, I want to ask if you'll speak to this issue. You know, you were just speaking of wives who are really wanting their husbands to step up. Well, a whole other area, related area, is you have a lot of young men today that marriage is not on their radar screen at all. And they may be sexually active, sadly, of course, because clearly that's violating the wisdom of God's word as well, or maybe involved in pornography or related, but lots of them aren't. Marriage is not a part of their life. What would you say to that issue?
I would say that that's a church, an overall church issue. Is number one, the problem with marriage right now is that we haven't proven it to be a great thing in the church and in the church itself, because the church statistics as far as divorce goes is not any better than the rest of the world. However, those who are married and remain married are far more happier than those who are not in context of the church itself. So there are some great things about being married, but the problem is that we don't teach the sanctity of marriage anymore. Society has pretty much gotten away from even caring about marriage anymore. And, you know, the young kids are influenced by social media. Mm-hmm. And so what I would say to, you know, fathers and mothers trying to raise their kids is that they need proof that the marriage works, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the way that we train our children and teach our children is that they are able to see my wife and I argue or debate. They are also able to see my wife give forgiveness and know that and teach them that it's not an easy thing. And, it's not going to be easy until we meet Jesus again. And so we have to rely on Jesus. We have to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to live out what we're teaching as well. And so until men and young men start seeing that, it's going to be hard to change their minds. And that's the problem with the church right now, is that we're not discipling these men, these young men. Mm-hmm. They need godly men to come alongside of them to teach them what it means to be a godly man and to be an honorable man and, you know, not get the milk for free instead of buying the cow kind of deal. They really need to understand that marriage is till death do you part. And how you get through that is with Jesus and Jesus Christ alone.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask if you'll now specifically pray for the church to see the need for this to become the priority God would have it to be, to really minister specifically to men, to see the need, but minister in such a way that they're really sharing the ideals such as marriage that God would have. And these are things for us to pursue. Would you pray for that, please?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you right now, and Lord, we know that the very first thing that you ordained was marriage, and Lord, we have let that go to the wayside, and I am so sorry. I hope you forgive us. I hope you forgive our country. I hope you forgive our society for that. Lord, I hope you forgive the church, Lord, for allowing that to happen. Lord, I pray right now for the church to step up like it's supposed to, Lord, and defend the sanctity of marriage, Lord, that it's so much better when it's done your way than it is the world's way. Lord, we pray right now for marriages within the church to hold fast to that vow that we made and to that promise and that covenant that we made with you, Lord, that it will not be broken. And Lord, let them not to find the easy way out and get a divorce. And Lord, I pray that we can share that with the young men and the young women today, that to save themselves from marriage is a far blessed thing than to not. Lord, give us the strength and the courage and the wisdom to be able to do that in the church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I too thank you. Thank you for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you for us as the church all over the world. Lord, stir us more and more to be a faithful church that really has a heart for what's important to you, things such as marriage and the family as well. Thank you for us as the church, and thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jody, specifically, would you share your heart insight that you'd like to share with our listeners about the importance of fatherhood in our world?
So, yeah, I think most men are relatively good fathers. The problem with the family is that most men have bypassed the marriage to become better fathers than they are husbands. And that's the exact opposite of what the Bible teaches us, is that we are unified, one flesh with our wife. That is a till death do us part, till life ends kind of spirituality. And we kind of bypass that to become better fathers. And the way that we become the best father is to show our children how much we love their mom, and how much we adore them, and how much we protect them and serve them and all of those things. And that, when we do that, it shows our kids something a little bit different than most kids don't see. I always tell my kids they're third-class citizens in my home. My marriage is number one. My wife is number one. Their mama is number one, and then they're going to be number two. Not that I don't give equally to them, but as far as, you know, I'm never going to let my kids come in between me and my wife, because I'm to raise them to leave the home. You know, my wife always says if parenting is such a farce, because if you do it right, they leave the home. If you do it wrong, they live with you forever. And so we have to do the right things. Number one, I think it begins with the marriage. We love our wives and our spouses to the utmost. And then as a one flesh unit, we're able to parent better. We're unified on discipline. We're unified on the fathering. As a father, it's my responsibility to make sure my kids are God. And so I have to teach them who God is. I have to make sure they understand a relationship with Jesus. I make them read their Bibles. And then, you know, I have to do that early on in their young age. And then there's this desire that kicks in because of the Holy Spirit that they want to read the Bible. Mm-hmm. And so I have a 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, and twin 10-year-olds. And so we've got, you know, the whole gamut. We've got one that's off to college. She's going to a Christian college to pursue worship music. I've got a son who graduates this year who wants to get into film to be able to do, you know, godly videos and stuff like that. And then my twins gave their life to the Lord about 3 or 4 years ago and are walking with the Lord. And so that's my responsibility as a father, but I can't forsake the responsibility of the marriage.
Okay. Would you pray for fathers, please?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, Lord, as the Father of all fathers, Lord, you've given us the example through your Son, Jesus Christ, how to be a great father, to love those children in a way that only can come through the power of the Holy Spirit. I know for most men, their children are the only thing they think of sometimes, Lord. I pray that that they learn to balance things, Lord, not only their relationship with you, but their relationship with their mom. And Lord, I just pray for fathers to be different than the rest of the world. It's not about sports. It's not about school. It's not about what college they get into, Lord. It's about teaching them who Jesus Christ is and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead them where he wants them to go. And I just pray for that kind of relenting in fathers. And we just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me say to our listeners, we just have a few moments left. If there's someone listening today who's never made that all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into their heart as Lord and Savior, today is a good day to get saved. I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me. If you're not saved and want to come to know Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you want to pray it as a recommitment prayer as well, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. Lord, 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong, and I repent and turn from that wrong. Forgive me, Lord. And Lord Jesus, I open my heart and life to you. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you just prayed that prayer, my email is jparker@afa.net. We'd really like to hear from you. We'd like to share with you some resources that will help you to really begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Jody, thank you so much for being with us today. Share your website one more time again.
ManUpGodsWay.org.
And the title of the book one more time.
Man Up, Becoming a Godly Man in an Ungodly World.
All right. Thank you, Jody, for being with us today.
God bless, Pastor. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We look forward to having Jody back on again, hopefully in the very near future. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Please pray much for Jody and the ministry of Man Up God's Way. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.